Report, Los Angeles DA's Chief of Staff Threatened Police Officer. By Joel B. Polak on December 24, 2021. Joseph Iniguez, the Chief of Staff for Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon, allegedly threatened to place a policeman on a list of dishonest officers after the staffer's fiancé was stopped December 11 for an illegal U-turn in her Tesla. The UK Daily Mail reports. Iniguez, according to a prosecutor, called the officer a F up and said he'd put him in the Brady system, the outlet reported. The Brady list, established by a 1963 Supreme Court ruling, adds officers who have a record of knowingly lying in a professional capacity to said list. If an officer gets put on a list, prosecutors must notify defendants and their attorneys if they are on the Brady list. It is often used to attack an officer's credibility in court. Police arrested Iniguez for being under the influence and put him in jail, where he was released 4 hours later. Iniguez then filed a complaint against the officer and the Azusa Police Officers Association, the local police union, backed the officer. But police management criticized the union, apparently siding with Gascon's chief of staff against his officer, the Daily Mail noted. Gascon, who also served as district attorney of San Francisco during that city's recent decline, defeated incumbent Jackie Lacey, the first black woman to hold the post, last year with the help of millions of dollars from left-wing donor George Soros. Since then, Gascon has implemented radical criminal justice reforms that have antagonized prosecutors, police, and the public. An effort to recall him earlier this year failed for lack of sufficient signatures, but a second effort is underway. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.